we'll say. And of Yud Beis Amud Beis, we had finished reading about the different hours of the day that one eats, and we leave that on, and on the six lines from the end. Amar Vashi, machloks be'edus kach machloks b'chanitz. Right, the same machloks in Eidos. Remember, in Eidos, Rabbi Yehuda says you make more of a mistake than Rabbi Meir. Right, however exactly it works out, unto a whole three shitas. Rabbi Yehuda says you make more of a mistake in hours than Rabbi Meir. Likewise, in Chametz, the same machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you make more of a mistake in hours than Rabbi Meir. That's why he also eating for 2 hours, and Rabbi Meir only for 1 hour. Pshita, obviously. I mean, it's just a fact. Rabbi Yehuda says more hours. Rabbi Yehuda says more hours. Rabbi Meir says less. Rabbi Meir says less. Hayinuach, we can do the same thing. Hayinuach, it's the same thing we said. We explained all this. Sorry. Pshita, we explained all this. No, but he's telling us that all the answers, the whole Shach Matari we gave on all your base of base is valid. Our answers are good, because what would be the other option? The other option would be talking to Machlokas Tanam with the Rabbeir and Machlokas Tanam with the Rabbi Yehuda, and they're not really meant to go together. Kamashwan, our answers are valid. Okay. Here we have a bit of Machlokas, perhaps. You can tell what you think, but what Ravashi meant. To take Ravashi literally, to machlokas, well, I think so. The machlokas here is the machlokas there. Sounds like it's the same machlokas. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold a certain shita in Eidos and in Chametz. And if you hold like Rabbi Meir, you hold a certain shita in Eidos and in Chametz. But they go together. That's clearly the opinion of Rabbi Nachmanel. Because Rabbi Nachmanel says in Yud-Gimel of an Aleph, the Amr of Nachman Amrach, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, in Chametz. Even though Rav Nachman Rav is only possibly Rav Yehuda and Chametz, that's clear. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph from the second line of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and on, we've forgotten about Eidos. We're only talking about Chametz. Nonetheless, says Rav Chanano, came to Armin Kamachlokz be'Eidos Kach Machlokz be'Chametz v'Shinui Shinui Shinui Yehu, like we just read. V'Meilu Shinui Hupzanam Rav Yehuda be'Eidos. He says no, that it's exactly Hainupach, the same Machlokz. If it's the exact same machlokas, then if we paskin one way, we have to paskin that way consistently. Since we're never paskins in Eidos who we follow. Now, Maron never says Hilchah kiss someone in Eidos, but the Gemara does say here the Hilchah says like Rabbi Yehuda. Many times the Gemara says Hilchah says like Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz therefore looks like Rabbi Yehuda also in Eidos. That's the psak of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam disagrees. Because if you look at the various Rambams, put two and two together, by Chametz, the Rambam passed like Rabbi Yehuda. He has no choice. Everyone passed like Rabbi Yehuda and Chametz. Because, so before, time and time again, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, the Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda and Chametz. But in Eidos, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Eidos, we read that, it was on the Kor sheet last time, 2 times ago, whatever, he paskins explicitly like Rabbi Meir. He calls it Adam Tosha Achas, which is a Chiddush, but he says like Rabbi Meir, right? 2 to 3 is a valid Eidos, because you're off by 1 hour. 3 to 5 is not a valid Eidos. So he is closer himself. The Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam asks, what gives him the right to be closer himself? What gives him the right to be closer himself? He asks the Lechem Mishnah. And he answers that, Lav Kushim Tlav, Lav Hachbav Talya, Hachbav Talya. It's not totally Zebzeh. He says that basically Lechemish points out that the Rambam disagrees with Ren Chananel and says there's no connection between them. After all, what's the machlokas in Eidos? The machlokas in Eidos, if you think about it, the machlokas in Eidos is how much the person toeh, right? That's the machlokas in Eidos. What's the machlokas in Chametz based on? If you look carefully, what the machlokas in Chametz is based on? It seems to be whether we're choshish for Yom HaMa'unad, right? Rav Meir is not choshish for Yom HaMa'unad. And Rabbi Yehuda, right? Remember, all they switched to Rav Meir said nothing about Yom HaMa'unad. And Rabbi Yehuda is choshish for Yom HaMa'unad. It doesn't have to be totally Zebzeb, and that's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. How much, in Eidos, they argue how much someone is Torah on a regular day. In Chametz, they argue not about a regular day, whether we make a Zera after Yom HaMa'unad or not. Okay, those two things are not totally habaha. And therefore, the Rambam has the right to paskin however he wants. And how does the Rambam decide to paskin? Well, in Chametz, it's got to be Rabbi Yehuda, because in the Gemara. And in Eidos, he says the Rambam logically paskins like Rebbe Meir, logically paskins like Rebbe Meir, because unlike the way it's printed in our Gemara, but if you look at the Mishnah Sanhedrin, it says stop like Rebbe Meir, and then Rebbe Yehuda argues, doesn't say to Rebbe Meir, just says that's the opinion that Rebbe Yehuda argues, so it sounds like Rebbe Meir's the stop rove opinion, so he paskins like Rebbe Meir. What did the Rambam do with the Mishnah doesn't say explicitly. He starts with, it says in the Gemara, k'machlot v'kan, kach machlot v'kan. So what does the Rambam do with the line, k'machlot v'kan, kach machlot v'kan? L'chora, the Rambam reads it, not it's the same machlot, yes, just it is a, similar machlokas. Yeah, like machlokas there, the machlokas here is similar, and the machlokas here is similar to machlokas there, but it's not totally haba'ah, it's just similar to the machlokas there. And it goes together with the machlokas there. Okay, it's similar and it goes together with the machlokas there, but not that it's totally haba'ah. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means to answer. I thought theoretically you could say something else, maybe it's a little dachuk, but we had a machlokas. What's the svara of Rabbi Yehuda, if you recall? Abaye said in chametz because chametz were called maser, and Rava said something which was then rejected. And in the end, Rava said because of gzirim shem yom ha'muna. It could be that maybe this is totally on the machlokas between. Between Abaye and Rava. If Abaye says, that the svar of Rabbi Yehuda is edus l'kol maser, so people make more of a mistake, then Abaye is just that, people make more of a mistake. Rabbi Yehuda thinks people make more mistakes than Rabbi Meir. Right? Rabbi Yehuda thinks people make more mistakes, mistakes than Rabbi Meir. Excuse me. So then, they're just arguing how much mistake people make. And then it should be totally ha-ba-ha. But, according to Rav, who says Yom HaMa'unah, which is the Rama Paskin's life, Yom HaMa'unah shouldn't be totally ha-ba-ha. Whether people make big mistakes or small mistakes, and whether or not we make the Xerah to Yom HaMa'unah, or we don't worry about Yom HaMa'unah, especially since it's usually not a Yom HaMa'unah based off time, might not be totally ha-ba-ha. So basically what I'm saying is that, you know, here you have Rabbi Hanano says it's totally ha-ba-ha. The Rambam says, as we should explain, it's obvious. Ain't no totally ha-ba-ha. What does the Rambam say about Ravashi? So I'm not sure either. Ravashi didn't mean it's totally ha-ba-ha. He didn't mean the machlokas here is what she tossed in machlokas there. He just said the machlokas here is similar and goes together with the machlokas there. That they both go together and they're similar. So either you can tell me if you have a better answer. Either Rav Ashi didn't mean Bitanan Rilishitasam, you know, that's a little bit sounds, but just that the Machlokos were, I'm adding words, similar and consistent. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't mean the same, it just means similar. Similar machlokas there is machlokas here. They're similar to each other and they're consistent. But you don't have to say totally ha-ba-ha. Or you could say that Rav Ashi Savar Ke'abaye V'gam Eidos V'gam Chametz Mishom Tavos Stam. Right, keep in mind, for Abaye, Rav Meir is just not choshesh that in chametz people are tovar so much. Rabbi Yehuda is choshesh in chametz people are tovar so much. So in chametz, Rabbi Yehuda thinks the masses are tovar more than Rabbi Meir thinks. And in edus, Rabbi Yehuda thinks witnesses are tovar more than Rabbi Meir thinks. But it's both machlokes about whether people are tovar more or less. But Rambam pasak kirava the edus. Mishom Tavos Stam, V'chametz, Mishom Gzeira Atu Yom HaMa'unan, and Gzeira Atu Yom HaMa'unan, they're not arguing whether people make more or less mistakes. You would say, in Eidos, they argue whether people make bigger or smaller mistakes. In Chametz, they argue whether it goes or up to cloudy days or not goes or up to cloudy days. But nothing to do with whether people make more or mistakes or less mistakes. And therefore, you can pass like Rameir in Eidos and Rabbi Yehuda in Chametz. Okay, so I think it's the two ways that Rambam can get out of Ramashi. Either way, he got out of Ramashi. The one thing that I did want to point out in the Rambam, tie at least one or two things up here, is if you look at the Rambam really does not, I mean, we know the Rambam doesn't sound like our Gemara, right? What did the Rambam say? The Rambam says, Gzeira, right? Fifth hour up to the sixth hour. Well, that's not what the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah. What the Rambam says in Mishnah Torah was, in a Yom HaMa'unan, Shem Yitim in Chamishis L'Shishis. And we saw some people wanted to change the Gersa, in Chamishis L'Shishis, but that was very dochot. What does the Rambam sound like? In a Yom HaMa'unan, you confuse five and six. We know he said, hey, he's just adding that to what's in our Gemara, right? He also admits what's in our Gemara. What he says is, you would confuse five and six. And then what's wrong with six? So I think here's an important point. The Isser of the fifth hour is because you would confuse five and six. And why is the sixth hour Usser? I mean, on a cloudy day, you'll confuse five and six. And why is the sixth hour Usser? Because even not on a cloudy day, the fifth hour is a Gzeira unto the sixth hour, as the Rambam says. The sixth hour is Gzeira to the seventh hour. Of Usser Bachil Manoi called Shashishas, Midiri Sofrim. Shashishas, Midiri Sofrim, right? He does, oh, sorry, the beginning. Usser Lechel Chomes Tehil Shashishas, Kadeshlo Yigabe Isser Torah. Kadeshlo Yigabe Isser Torah. Now, here is, okay, something interesting. In order that you not do an Isser Doraisa, right? In order that you not do an Isser Doraisa, right? Even not on a cloudy day. You see, the Pirish Rishai says the same thing. Everyone agrees that in Shashishas and Isser Doraisa, Harchoka me Isser Torah, to keep you far away from the Isser Torah. And Rabbi Yehuda adds the fifth hour, Zirushim Yom Unach, if Shashibul Tos Bishah. The Rambam in the Pirish Rishai is very clear, like our printed Yerush and Mishnah Torah. There's two totally different zeros here, which is, of course, the Briz's point that they're different levels. The 6 hours is Harchoka me Isser Torah. What's his Lashon? Le'yiga me Isser Torah and Harchoka me Isser Torah. He doesn't even talk about getting confused about the hours. He doesn't even say, oh, you look up the sky and get confused. He just says, you need to be kept a little far away because if you're eating up to the last minute, then you'll end up messing up. Right? If you're eating up to the last minute, you'll end up messing up. The fifth hour is the only thing that's because of the Yom HaMa'unan that is a, that is exhibit. Where does the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam get this idea from? That, remember, we discussed this grid. The sixth hour is a very serious Xeira. It's a Xeira mamish. And the fifth hour is just a confusion Yom HaMa'unan. Where did the Rambam get this idea from? So I wasn't sure where the Rambam got this idea from, especially since it seems to be against Shad of our Gemara. But then I realized, I'm pretty sure he got this idea from the Yerushalmi here. What is the Yerushalmi here? Not that he's taken directly from the Yerushalmi here, indirectly. But the Yerushalmi here, maybe we noticed this once or twice, maybe we didn't, starts with a totally different assumption of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. They assume the Machlokes or Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is based on whether Chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is also Doraisa or not. In the Bab Gates, the Repashtim, everyone agrees Chametz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is also Doraisa. That's a valid base. Chametz from Shei Shel Shulamalo is Aser Menat Torah. But in the Rishami, that's Machlokes. Rabbi Meir holds it's only Aser before nightfall, Midoraisa, and the whole afternoon is Exera. And Rabbi Yehuda, again, not, keep in mind for a Meir, not Exera, you might get confused about the time period, about time is. You're not getting confused between day and night, it's just Exera. No. Or Aser and Chametz 6 hours beforehand as Exera. And he says,
don't mess like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi.
What?
Don't mess with the Rishani Paschal like Rabbi Shimon.
Correct. Let me take that back for a second. Even in the, remember, we saw in the bathroom, we discussed this. Rabbi Huda holds his Ishtar Rice and he's coming to their face in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon holds his no lock to he's coming to their face in the afternoon. And we discussed whether or not there was an Ishtar Say, etc. But everyone agrees there's an Ishtar Say at least that you have to. Should own chametz on erev Pesach afternoon, right? In the Bavli, everyone agrees you have to destroy your chametz by approximately noon on erev Pesach. That's clear. Not to mention ownership. And almost everyone said, if you recall, right? And almost everyone, except for the funny Balamor, said that, and therefore you obviously can't eat it because that would be against the idea of destroying it, at least as an essay. But the Rishami says Rav Meir holds only chametz is only derabbanan in the afternoon. And so why is there an Isra in the sixth hour? So he says, Mishum Geder. Right? What if he does? Let's just hear the Rishami. Let's just see what the Rishami does. The Rishami here has Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, right, Shashvias, that's the basic shit, is a Zera Durabana. And Shishis is Atu Shvias. Oh, the Rishami asks, he's Geder Legender. Are you allowed to have a... Are you allowed to have a zero to zero? Asked the Rishami. The Rishami answers, Elisha Shishis Mishalefes Mishvias. Interestingly, what's the Rishami? Remember, when we read the Rambam, we thought it was a little weird. If the Rambam really means, unlike the Dochim Shat, like we see clearly here's Rishai, the Rambam's like zero to zero. He doesn't mean zero Chamishis Atu Shvias. He's like zero to zero. The Tshuva he wrote. I also agree with the Bavli of just trying to like make it make sense. Okay, but of course, what he's adding to make it make sense, which we thought was really part of the logic, it's Xero. 5 up to 6, and 6 up to 7. Are you allowed to make Xero? So apparently, the Rishami is the question. At the time, I didn't realize I knew the answer. Ella Shishis Mishalefis Mishvias. The Rishami here is a big finish. When are you allowed to make Xero? You're not allowed to make Xero. Don't eat 6 because you might eat 7, and don't eat 7 because you might eat at night. That's Xera L'Xera. But you're allowed to make Xera if it's a Xera plus a Chiluf. Don't eat the 6 because it might be the 7th. You might not know what time it is. And then don't eat in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th because you might eat at night. Meaning, you can't say don't do X because you might do Y, and don't do Y because you might do Z. That's Xera L'Xera. And Z is also the Raisa. You can't say don't do X because it might already be Y, and Y is Xera L'Xera. You're allowed to be gozer a tos on top of Xero, right? You're allowed to say, don't do something because it might really be the Issa Drabbanan. Even though you're not allowed to say, don't do something because you might come to do an Issa Drabbanan. Right? So what do they say? Atu Shvias. Oh, you can't make Xero like Xero. No, it's not Atu Shvias. Shvias is clearly a regular Xero. Xero Drabbanan, Atu, well, Tesvav. And what is Shishis? Shishis is... Mishalefes Bishvias. And therefore, it's not Xera, it's a Shashtos on Xera. Right? You're allowed to have a Shashtos on top of Xera. Because we're not saying we're asserting Shishis. Atu, don't eat Shishis because you might eat Shvias. We're saying don't eat Shishis because it might, maybe it's already Shvias, then you're violating the Yisra Bana. That we're allowed to say. And what does it say for Yehuda? For a Yehuda, it says Shvias is Aser Minatoga, right? That's the way everyone the Bible assumes. And what about Shishis? So he says, what's around Chamishis? Chamishis, Shishis Aser Mishom Geder. Shishis is a Geder, meaning not a Chiluf. Zera Drabanan Atu Shvias. And what's the problem with Chamishis? Yesh Geder Legeder. Now it says Chamishis is a Geder. Right? Of Yesh Geder Legeder. Happy of a Geder Legeder. The answer is, now, how about Chamishis? Chamishis Mishalefes Bishvias. Why? Because, why didn't they just say it's Mishalefes Bishishis and make it a beautiful parallel? I assume because they were thinking of the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, right? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that Rav Yehuda says a two-hour mistake, and Rav Meir only has a one-hour mistake. So, Chamishis is Mishalefes Bishvias. Yeah, they could have said Mishalefes Bishishis, because we know you're allowed to be Gozer Achila on top of Xerah, but since the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda had a two-hour mistake, as we know, that he thinks people are more mistaken than Rabbi Meir. Therefore, we say that Chamishis is called Mishvias.
Do you think that what's the thing with the Shishis then? Why, number two, should Chamishis really be on the highest level because it's a Chiluf on the Deraisa?
Aha. Okay, so keep that. That's true. in the Rishami. It's true in the Rishami. But now, let's get back to, if I'm right in reading this Rishami, the Rishami is assuming, basically, what are they saying? Rav Meir has 1 hour mistake, like an Egos, right? Let's add something to Rishami, right? And a Ta'os Sha'achas Kemo Be'Egos. Ta'os Shte Sha'os Kemo Be'Egos. Right? Ta'os Sha'achas like Egos, Ta'os Shte Sha'os like Egos. Now, what's the problem? Now comes the Rambam to figure out what he holds. The Rambam is holding like the Yerushalmi. Okay, why the Rambam chose to hold like the Yerushalmi is a good question. I don't always have an answer when the Rambam chose to hold like the Yerushalmi, when he chose to hold like the Bavli, etc. But the Rambam, maybe here is what you can stick the Yerushalmi into the Bavli, and that's why the Rambam chose to hold like the Yerushalmi. But what is the Rambam going to say in the Yerushalmi? Let's keep in mind. He can't say this because he doesn't pass like Rameir in Chavitz. He passes in Shachar Mishu's Zosar. So just say this, and Jonathan pointed out, but not so Pasha, because this is based on Rabbi Yehuda's Shita and Eidos. But the Rambam holds like Rabbi Meir and Eidos. So let's just say, what would Alpi the Yerushalmi, what would we say, what would the Yerushalmi say, what the Yerushalmi would say, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda Bechametz, or Lefi Rabbi Meir Be'Eidos, because the Rambam, the Rambam passed like Rav Meir in Egos and Rav Yehuda in Chametz. So what would the Yerushalmi say if they were combining these two shitas? So they would start with Shvius, Aser Min HaTorah. Okay, that's like Rav Yehuda in Chametz. Shvius, Aser Min HaTorah. And besides that, you know, the Bavli, everyone holds Shvius, Aser Min HaTorah. And then they would say, Shishis is Gzera Adu Shvius. They don't even bring any confusion here, right? Shishis, Zera to Shvius. They didn't say anything about confusion of telling time. No, it's just a general Zera. There's many reasons your goes are an extra hour. Not just people confused up to time. Because people, not just there. Meaning, the reason where goes are Shishis up to Shvius is not because you look up at the sun and don't know what time it is. It's because if you're eating during Shishis, then you're eating to the last minute. You might just lose track of time. You might forget that it's Erev Pesach. You know, like a million things could go wrong. If I let you eat till the last minute, right, a million things could go wrong. a million things could go wrong. So Shishis is Gzera unto Shvius. Now, what do we say for Chamishis? I say Mischalefis. But I wouldn't say Mischalefis to Shvius because I'm like Rameir and Eidos. So rather, Mischalefis to Shishis because I want to be Ta'os Sha'achas. And that is exactly the sheet of the Rambam. That is precisely the sheet of the Rambam. What I'm claiming is, where did the Rambam get his Mechunah sheet from? He got it from taking the Rishalmi, except the Rishalmi has Rav Meir across the board and Rav Yehuda across the board, I'm claiming. Just take the Rishalmi, and what would the Rishalmi do if they wanted to mix Rav Meir and Sanhedrin, Rav Yehuda and Psachim? And then it's obvious what they would say. They would say exactly what the Rambam says. Shvius is also the Raisa. Shishis is a Gzera, not because you look in the sky and get confused about where the sun is. Shishis is a Gzera Klonis. Shishis unto Shvius. He never says you'll be confused about what time it is. That could be one of the many ways that you could get messed up if you ate during Shishis, or if you didn't burn it during Shishis, or you know, both. And Chamishis, that's just a Gzera L'Gzera, but you're allowed to make this kind of Gzera L'Gzera based on the Rishami. You're not allowed to say, don't do something lest you come to violating Zera next time, but you are allowed to say don't do something because you might already be violating Zera and just not realize it. If you ask me what is shot in the Rambam, where did he come up with this weird shot? I think he got it straight from Yerushalmi, but not straight from Yerushalmi. He got it from Yerushalmi, putting it in the way he passed it in the two machlokos Hanai. Yaakov.
How do Rebbe get to the fact that it could be Chamishis is the Scholar's Shishis?
Because the Rambam holds like Rebbe Meir in Eidos, which that you only have to also one shot.
Rebbe Chamishis was two shots.
What?
Rebbe Chamishis.
No, Tosha Sha'acha, Shishis Mechalef is Beshvius.
We're going out of the realm, right? Is it 2 hours, 3 hours?
And that's in the Bavli. Where are the Yerushalmi here? We're in the Yerushalmi here. Now, even the Yerushalmi, if you go further in the Yerushalmi, there seems to be two dayas about whether to bring in something similar to Rava or not. But now I'll claim something else. You ready? Just be fair. The Yerushalmi Pesachim doesn't quote the Mishnah Sanhedrin, right? But it's obvious to me, and I haven't looked at all the Mefarshim, I'm sure it's obvious to them as well, they look at all the Mefarshim, that the Yerushalmi in Pesachim is taking into account the Mishnah Sanhedrin, because otherwise, why is there only 1 hour mistake for a Meir, 2 hour mistakes for a Yehuda? So now I'll claim something bolder. And I realize that I'm really, I'm walking on the edge of a cliff, because I'm claiming a lot of bold things based on my one assumption that the Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi and not the Bavli, which I admit is a little bit against the true of the Rambam, where he says, of course I don't like the Bavli, I'm just adding in things to have it make more sense. Which, you know, I also admit that the Bavli is a shot, but I'm also adding in the Yerushalmi because, you know, I think that's really logical. Remember, we had the other strange thing in the Rambam. Meaning, one way the Rambam seems to be against the Bavli is with this Tosha Achas and double level Zera, which, you know, no one here will have the chutzpah to stand up to me and say, the Rambam has a two level Zera, which is unheard of in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi has a two level Zera. It's coincidence. Anyone has the chutzpah to stand up and say, it's coincidence the Rambam has a two level Zera, the Yerushalmi has a two level Zera, I will admire your gumption, but not your intellectual acumen. It's obviously not coincidence. The Rambam's two-level Xera is not exactly either of the Yerushalmi's two-level Xeros. No problem. The Yerushalmi is based on Rameir, and Rabbi Yehuda. But what would the Yerushalmi have said if it held like Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda? Or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, whichever way you want to put it. Exactly what the Rambam says. Now, so I think that's, to me, that's Pashut. The other strange thing with the Rambam from a few weeks ago, and I promised you at the time, I promised that maybe I'd add more to this later, because I was misupik how much you know, self-confidence I have. But in fact, let's go for it. You don't have to believe me. I'm not even sure if I have to believe me. But what was the other weird thing about the Rambam? One way the Rambam was against the Bavli is he made up this two-level Xera for the fifth hour, which we don't find in the Bavli. Could you maybe stick it into the Bavli? Maybe you could sort of stick it into the Bavli, but it's certainly not. It doesn't sound that way. The other strange thing about the Rambam was just in purely Hilchos Eidos, right? In pure Hilchos Eidos, if you remember, the Rambam passed like Rav Meir, and Rav Meir either holds no mistake, according to Abaye, or a half-hour mistake. excuse me. Either no mistake according to Abaye, or a little mistake according to Abaye, or according to Rava, who we always assume we passed in like, a almost 2 hour mistake. And the Rambam said you make a 1 hour mistake. And we weren't sure to make that Rambam. And one possibility was, the Rambam said you make a 1 hour mistake. He really meant an almost 2 hour mistake. He was just saying it in simple language, which would not mislead you if you didn't know the Gemara. If you didn't know the Gemara, you would just be fine. Or the possibility is the Rambam is different than the Masnavi, the Rambam is different than the Bavli here. Why would the Rambam be different than the Bavli here? And the Rambam is saying, don't measure how many minutes, etc. You're off by one when you think in hours. Why would the Rambam be different than the Bavli? Sure, that the Rambam will be different than the Bavli because they hold like the Yerushalmi. Because if the Yerushalmi is trying to connect, if the Yerushalmi is trying to connect Pesach to Eidos, what does the Yerushalmi say? For a mayor, 1 hour is miskalif, not almost 2 hours is miskalif. What about the question that the Bavli asked? Remember the question the Bavli asked? The Bavli asked the question, Rav Meir's really says the mistake is almost 2 hours? And they gave answers, etc. Okay, shot of the Yerushalmi is, it didn't already think of all the Bavli's questions and answers. Shot of the Yerushalmi said, no, Rav Meir's a tosh achas. And Rav Yehuda's a tosh deshos, which exactly explains the other strange part of the Rambam. So, you can explain both strange things of the Rambam by just saying he held like the Yerushalmi here. Again, one strange thing of the Rambam I think is pushing of that Yerushalmi. Because it's just too much of a coincidence that the Yerushalmi has a double level Xera and the Rambam has a double level Xera, and that if you take how the Rambam passed it's an Eidos, and that which Tana the Rambam paskins like in Eidos, which Tana paskins like in Chometz, and you plug that into Yerushalmi, you get exactly the Rambam. That's too much with one sense. And that, I'm sure that that's where the Rambam got his two-level Xerah. If you were to ask, where did the Rambam get his idea that Ramei or the Tosfos one shah, if he really meant it, I might say also according to the Yerushalmi, which the Yerushalmi says for Ramei or the Tosfos one shah, 6th hour, 7th hour. It doesn't say from 2 minutes into the 5th hour till the 7th hour. And he says from Yehuda, it's 2 shahs. Now again, you could say that, you know, the Yerushalmi is assuming a lot of other details. But I'll be pashtos the Yerushalmi. If you assume the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi doesn't say very much here about the Yerushalmi, I admit. But I'll be pashtos the Yerushalmi. Maybe that would explain the other Rambam as well.
I guess 2 questions maybe. What does Rebbe think about this in light of the Tshuva? The Rambam says that, I know I'm against the Gemara, but my kids are better. Meaning, if he really comes to the Yerushalmi.
Right, what do I think about the Rambam's Tshuva? This Rambam's Tshuva is... you know, there's Mesor from Chaim, not to believe any of the Rambam's Tshuva is the Chachmim who know, but I never quite understood historically what Chaim meant we should believe. Like, he should believe Rambam didn't write it, he should believe Rambam didn't mean it, he should believe, you know, the Rambam changed his mind, didn't tell, you know, it's, you understand why Rambam Chaim didn't like the Tshuva is the Rambam, the Chachmim who know. Because all the Tshuva is the Rambam, the Chachmim who know, you know, are basically saying, okay, fine, you're right, just stop bothering me, right? That's all the Rambam's Tshuva is Chachmim who know. They're all like, okay, you're right, just stop bothering me. You're right, really, the Gersh should be like you're saying. You're right, really, I meant it, I was just writing something else just to sound nice, etc. So I have to admit, like, one of the things that, like, you know, one of these Emunah questions that really bothers me when I'm, like, you know, stuck in a dark room walking at night is... what's the Pshat of the Rambam's Tshuvas to the Chachmim who know? You know, like, it seems obvious that that's not really what the Rambam meant when he wrote the Mishnah Torah, but who are we to believe? I think it's obvious or what the Rambam himself said. And, you know, and they're not clever. It's not like the Rambam's philosophical Tshuvas in the Geras Pius HaMason. You see how he's really dancing around some very, very complex philosophical inyanim. And he's trying to explain how he does believe in Tchias HaMesim, but nonetheless, he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim exactly the way other people believe in Tchias HaMesim. You know, there, he writes 40 pages, and you see how he's trying to be very, very subtle. The truth is a chachmah l'nil, he's not trying to be subtle. So, I admit that, basically, there's two ways to go with the truth is a chachmah l'nil. Let's go with the non-brisker way, is just to say that the Rambam meant everything wrote to chachmah l'nil, pshutu k'mashmo. And the whole of the Mishnah Torah was written lavdavka. You know, this, yeah, when he wrote the Mishnah Torah, he didn't really mean here. Of course, he also wrote the Pirush Mishnayos, and he didn't really mean it there either. It's the Pirush Mishnayos also. He was just writing things to appeal to the masses, but really he didn't mean it. You know, that would be taking the Tshuva Zachach Ben Lunel Kim Shutam. You know, it was really hard for a client to accept that. And I understand why. If you ask me, the risk of being a bit of an apikoris, I would say, no, the Tshuvas Chachmim who know are saying, like, all right, you know, F sure you're right, F sure if you want to go that way, meaning if you want to say that I have to be wedded to the Bavli at all costs and that, you know, I shouldn't, you know, do have any right to pick Bavli or Shalmi on my own, and you want to make trouble for me, I'll say, yeah, but says the Bavli is also true, of course, I was just adding something nice. What he really meant is that, of course, when it said the Bavli to get an Elu, the Elu is a good explanation, and, you know, you're going to start being Marisha, basically, you're going to start being Marisha Mayim V'aretz, because I'm against the Rif and the Gaonim, and, you know, but especially in terms of whether for the Bavli and the Rishalmi, at least in this particular case, and perhaps in other cases as well, through the authority I give to the Bavli, it's not worth fighting with you about. No, Elu ve'Elu, and of course what's in the Bavli is true. I was just saying another pshat, and, you know, everyone go with their derech. If you want to be a Bavliyan and not give me any leeway for, you know, for make my own decisions, then beseder, like, it's not worth arguing about.
Don't throw out my book.
Right, exactly. Don't throw out my book, and don't make a fight about there are more important things in life, and there's no naftamina anyway. You know, the naftamina is in the Grizz of Logos, which is not clear if Levi says naftamina. Okay, so Bednar says enough, Gamina, that, you know, he's always makbid on the zman of the Maganav Rahab for the fifth hour, but only zman of the for the sixth hour, but only zman of the Grah for the fifth hour, based on the Grizz of Lumpus. Okay, but that's something Bednarsh invented in 20 something or 1990, whatever. There's no nafkamina, and then don't this shouldn't be the issue that I have in terms of, you know, trying to be mocking the tzibur. Okay, I know it's a little apikorsish, but that's the sort from Chaim. Maybe he would have said it. He probably would have said it in a way that sounds less apikorsish. Chaim in the terms of chafbi lanil, and you know, again, it really becomes a philosophical issue at a certain point. I'm not trying to be a Straussian here. But it is. It could very well be true that the Rambam sometimes, you know, picked his battles, and you know, and was also interested in, you know, in being mocking the tzibur. And sometimes he said, you know, again, to say that, you know, I never wrote it, it's not true. He's not a liar. But to, you know, to spin things in a certain way. I think it's clear that the Rambam is willing to spin things in a certain way for, you know, for lishma purposes. I think even the non-Straussians would admit that the Rambam was willing to spin things for lishma purposes, and the Tshuvas L'Chach Min L'Nil, you know, might be one of them.
Rav Kapach claimed that the Tshuvas L'Chach Min L'Nil were all forgeries.
Ah, even better. Okay, they were all forgeries. Even better. Okay,
maybe he never learned in Bris.
I'm kind of a sore from Chaim.
He never learned in Brisk.
I know, I was joking. Kapach's the last person that ever saw for a time, I understand. Even though Ba'amka's not. Okay, anyway, so if Kapach says you're all forgeries, that's an even better answer. Okay, so whichever it was.
You don't have to say that Rama meant that you had a certain company, you know, but when the time read the Rama, or Kai had greater insight into which the Rama perhaps had when he wrote it, but the Rama would definitely be Moda. Time that
Rukhain's
conceptual points were true. He just
obviously, you could say that as well. I'm just, I don't even think that's. You could say that, but I don't even think that's. I have more faith in the Rambam than that. You could say that, and that would be a good answer. And that's what the Yeshiva Shvel says. In the Yeshiva Shvel, they ask, oh, if the Rambam wrote Rukhain in the that he never meant it or that he never said it, so what's that Rukhain? Say, no, Rukhain is Kodesh Kedoshim. He's Pshat in Torah. He's Pshat in the Mishnah Torah. Just because the Rambam didn't say it or didn't mean it doesn't mean that's not a Chetzer Shel Torah. But I'm not even willing to admit that much. Okay, but anyway, I don't want to talk more about the Chafer Lanil. Yeah, no, that's the Chiddush of Yerushalmi. To say that if you really don't know what hour it is not a Chiddush of Yerushalmi. If I really don't know if it's an Issur Rabbanan or not, of course I have to be Machmir. That's a Suffolk Chesed Idea and a Suffolk Slachora. The Chiddush of Yerushalmi is that they have a right to make a low plug, even though it's very close to Xer L'Xera, but since it's a low plug on a Taos L'Xera, therefore they have the right to make it. Shachat Kodem, fine. Okay, we say that. Let's. Hot Erev. Fair enough.
She's like that.
Yeah.
The main point of this shot in the Rambam you shot is basically because we're going to have this gear, so we have that. It's been Nishis Mashishis.
Correct, and we know that's the right gear, since it matches what it says in the Pirish Mishnayis, where he says that the shishis is exera of the derais, and the chamishis because you're toa shah tos bishah, 1 hour tos.
That could also be an hour plus, which is two.
Then he says bishah. I mean, you'd have to work hard to get the Pirish Mishnayis not to mean it. You'd have to work hard to get the Mishnah Torah not to mean it. They both, all the Pshuto, say the same thing. What are the odds that they both don't mean it? You'd have to change the Gersa, perhaps, or make a lavdav reading of the Mishnah Torah, and you'd have to have a Chodesh reading that appears for Shnais. Okay, you could. It's a free country. But, you know, in my mind, if there are two Rambams, all the Pashas are saying the same thing, then I'm going to be exceedingly reluctant to, and then if I see that it's before Shmir Shalmi, basically, you know, with a little tweak, then I'm going to say, you know, not coincidence. In my humble opinion, everyone has the right to their own shot. I love you all the same, whether you agree with my shot in the Rambam or you don't. Okay, so now let's go Vayter then. Vayter in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we already, I think, read this point, that Amar of Shin Barashi, Loshana Olishos, Olechlam, Kodom, Eitzacham, 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 then back to Eidos, the last Harav Eidos, Shita, obviously, she wants it before Eitz, wants it after Eitz, obviously they're lying. Ela Echlam, Kodom, Eitzacham, 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 because that's really more subtle. Hanami Shita, what anyone says before you couldn't see the sun, the other says you could see part of the sun. I assume Betochan Eitz means part of the sun above the horizon and part is below. That's obviously a stuff of stira. No, you might have thought that they both met right before the sun poked above the horizon. But the rays of the sun were already shining above the horizon, and one of them mistakenly thought the rays of the sun were the sun itself. You might have thought it's not so crazy. Kamashwan, no, that's no unreasonable makes that mistake. And that's suspicious in their line. Fine. Now let's go back to Pesach. Amar, Rav Nachman, Rav. Who do we pass like in Chametz? We already told you it's Dr. Pashut. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda in Chametz. Right? In Eidos, the Machlokes in the Rav, we're in a phenomenon. Amalei, Rav Lerv Nachman, but Amar, Halach, Rav Meir, the Sassel, and Tonic, Lassay. Why not Rav Meir, which is a Stam Mishnah? It's not. Kol Shah, Shabbatu, Leachol, Machil. It says in the beginning, second parak, any hour you're allowed to feed your animal, meaning, whatever you're allowed to eat, whenever it's Mutar Achil, it's Mutar Hanah. Whenever it's Asar Achil, it's Asar Hanah. That doesn't match Rabbi Yehuda. He says the fifth hour, you're allowed to feed your animal, but you're not allowed to eat. But this Mishnah equates eating with feeding your animal, so it must be Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir makes sense. The fifth hour, you're allowed to eat and feed your animal, and the sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to feed your animal. So, isn't that a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir? The answer is high lap stomach. The kasha mutter. That's not a stomach because the Gemara there has a kasha that it should have said kol shasha ochel ma'afil lebehavel chayim laufos. That is the more classic lashon chazal. Why does it have to add the word mutter lachol? Mutter lachol sounds different from ochel, and the Gemara in the end decides that mutter lachol means some people are mutter to eat, but others aren't. Meaning Kohanim can eat Truma, but Yisraelim can't eat Hulen, and therefore it's not Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir does not distinguish between Hulen and Truma. So therefore, in the end, it's not like Rabbi Meir. the Gemara asks, why did I say it's like Rabbi Gamliel, who is a Machria, who is a, how do you say Machria? He's a, he's not really a resolver. He is what? A mediator? He's really an in between. Tipping the scale, right? But he's really, he's in between. He's in between. Machria, meaning he paskins in between the other two. Why? Because, again, the sixth hour, there's no machlokas. The fifth hour is the machlokas. Rav Meir says you're allowed to eat. Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to eat. And Rav Leo says, hey. He says, you're right, you're allowed to eat truma, and you're right, you're not allowed to eat truma. And there's a rule that Allah had to divrei ha-machriya. So why don't we pass like Rabbi Gamliel? The more answers, Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, lav machriya, who is not a machriya. Tam denav shekar, he's saying his own shot, he's not machriya between the other two. Okay, B-Bais, Emo, we'll get to. So the first answer why we're not like Rabbi Gamliel is because he is not a machriya, he's on his own. What does this mean? He's not a machriya, he's on his own. There's a rule that you always pass like someone who splits the difference. Someone who's in between. Someone who says, you're right half the time, you're right half the time. Then why is Rav Gamliel any different? So here we have 3.5 to 4 shatim in the Rishonim. I don't think there's any longus here, but it's just getting shot. Rashi and Tosfos have similar shatim. Okay, what does Rashi say? There's no mention of it, meaning Rashi says that a machriya is if we know there are two different in Yonah. You're Machmer in both and you're Makel in both. And someone comes and says, I'll be Machmer in one, Makel in the other. That's already a Machmer. But if you say you're Machmer, you said you're Makel, and you never, no one thinks that there's two different issues at stake here. There's one issue at stake. Then someone comes and says, I'll invent a new Chiluk. That's not a machriya. That's a new reason, a new independent reason. Okay, Tosos and Rashi say this subtly differently. This is Rashi and Tosos and most Rishonim. In Tosos, Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, where they have a similar lashon called Ein Hachar Shlishis Machras, which they both agree means the same thing. What is Hachar Shlishis? A third opinion, as opposed to Hachar between the first two. Shlishis, the same as the Nafshei, meaning on your own and not a result of the other two, not a combination of the other two. So here, Rashi and Tosos, they're in the same general direction. But Rashi seems to go a little further because Rashi there says, "Aval hasha the lowest cure by saw the time achrino v'lav mishum takala." He says, "What makes him a frosh licious? That he's not even." I mean, the truth is that we're going to be able to bring that Rashi to here. Right. Tosis is saying that that Rashi here is not going to match Rashi there. But forget the Rashi here. Could our Gemara here match the Rashi there? Probably not, right? Because what's Rashi there saying? The third sheet is based on an entirely new Xera that the first two didn't have. Over here, it's a little hard to say the Rabbi Gamliel is based on an entirely new Xera that Rabbi Gamliel didn't have. They were automatic Xera that if you eat in the fifth, you might eat in the sixth. And Rabbi Gamliel is not based on if you might eat in the sixth, you might eat in the fifth, you might eat in the sixth. So the simple shot is let's put Rashi and Tosfos together with an asterisk. What do I mean by this? Is what are the words? What is it? Tam Denafshe? Tam Denafshe / Hachra'a Shlishis. So what Tosfos would say, I would say like this. What Tosfos would say is, what do these words mean? Tam denafshe nachra shlishis mean the same thing. What do they mean? They mean it's a new shita because the other two did not ever state that there are two different issues. It says it's not hachra. What does Tosfos say? Says Tosfos that it's a new shita. Not a combination, because the original two shitas never admitted that there were two categories. If they had admitted there were two categories, and this is Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, okay? You want just look up the they never admitted the categories. They never said Chula and Chula. They assumed there's one category. Where we have boxes, but Chadish, there are two categories. Chula and Chula, that's a new Shita, not a combination of the existing Shitas. Rashi on our Sugya sounds the same, right? Even though he connects it, right? He says, Lo Aimidam Shaya Chilik means Van Chuma is Van Chulin Cloud. He basically says the same thing as Tosos, which Tosos points out over there. So why does Rashi there say something a little different? Nearly means Daiti. I think you can say that maybe Rashi was picking up on a subtle difference in the Lashon. Why here to say Tam Denafshe? And over there it says Achra Shlishis. Right? Ain Achra Shlishis Machras. You could say no reason whatsoever. You could say no reason whatsoever. But maybe Rashi thought there was some subtle difference. Tam Denafshe is like Tosos thing. Hachrash Lish is the same idea, but taking it further. Not only is he not a combination because they never admitted there's two categories, he's not a combination because he's based on a Yesod that they weren't based on. And that's what Rashi says over there on Daf. Chaf Aleph. When you have Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yossi says, I'll be mechalik in the sada and the bias. It's not just that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai didn't admit there was a sada and that there was a bias. It's that maybe they weren't based on the chashash of takala. They weren't based on the idea that if you left it for a long time, you might accidentally eat it. And he was based on that idea. So I think Rashi would say that. You're saying, shouldn't it would be better if it was backwards?
Yeah.
After all, Tam Dinav should be entirely new reason, as opposed to Achrash Shlishis, which is not an entirely new reason, but just a third approach. You're right. I'm trying to work with Rashi. Now, again, Rashi here connects the two sugyas. He's not saying they're totally different. He just thinks one is maybe adding a little knitch to the other. But you're absolutely right. I'm trying to work with Rashi. Tam de Nafshi is like Tosos. And Hachrash Lishis, if you want, Ari, you can say, and I won't deny it, that maybe Rashi's not even based on distinguishing Hachrash Lishis from Tam de Nafshi, because as you pointed out, it should be the opposite. He just says, it happens to be in that sugya was a little stronger than in this sugya. Right? You could say that as well. No. Tosas sugya. The Rashi going further. Rashi saying, one second, adds that the in between shita is based on an entirely different yesod. Meaning, Tosus would say, no, it's all based on the same yesod. Base Hill and Beis Shammai arguing a takala. One says we're choshev takala, the other says we're not choshev takala. Reb Shmuel Ryu says we're choshev takala in the sodeh. But not in the bias, right? Because the bias, you can do zilof, you can't do zilof in the sadeh, and for zilof, you have the option of kumos, etc. Right? So we're choshev for zilof for takala in the sadeh, not the bias. So Tosfos would say, they're all about takala. Just, he's not a hachra because they didn't say there's takala's bias, takala's sadeh, and we hold one way or the other way. Right? They just said there's takala in general. But he invents there's takala's bias, takala's sadeh. That's a harsh lishus. Rashi goes further. He says they're not based on takala. They're based on a different shash. What? And for Tosos, that's called what? Because they did not reveal that. They didn't admit that takala is more likely one place than another place. If they had said, "I know takala is more likely in the sadeh, but I'm making both ways." I know the hell is less likely the bias, but I'm machmir both ways. He says, no, it's more likely I'm machmir, it's less likely I'm midol. That would be halach divrei machmir. Since they didn't admit, but Rashi would go even further. Okay, you're right, the lashon is not so much for Rashi, but that's Rashi, and it could be coincidental to the lashon.
What we're approaching Tosfos is that it's still like a closer idea. We're still lacking, since they haven't been the god of their opinion, we still can't actually tell whether we know it properly or not. Meaning in Rashi, it's clear, we just don't actually know what their opinions are based off of. And so we might be totally wrong. We might try to make a compromise before leaving us the book. But in Tosfos, even if we know their opinions, what we're still proposing is that it's still coming from a closer idea that we don't actually know what
we don't know. They think there's a significant difference between bias and sadeh. We don't know they think there's a significant difference between chulin and truma.
And that part is not just like common sense.
Exactly. That's the fish. That part's not just common sense. Because who says halachically this is something we care about? You see how it's a little dachuk. He's like, why isn't it a good halach starting with halach and chulin and truma?
No, that's like a more objective reason. That's like, since they didn't mention.
What you're saying is that it's not really, for Tosfos, it's nothing smart whatsoever. It's just that, it's not that we don't believe Rabbi Gamliel that there should be a difference, or we don't believe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi there should be a difference. It's just that legally, technically, you can't say he's like partially like one, he's like supports one and supports the other. I mean, if this halach divrei achmir, halach divrei achmir means I have one guy totally on my side on this in bias, one person totally on my side in sadeh, one person totally on my side in truma, one person totally on my side in chulin. You can't say they're on your side if they didn't reveal that you're saying maybe just technically, it doesn't have to be spar.
You're going to need to say something.
If Rameir had said, bein chulin, bein truma is mutter, then in matter and truma, he's totally wrong on the real side. But if he said everything is mutter, then he's not wrong on the real side. Okay, I agree.
I think that you have to say that, but even to say that, it's so hard to understand because, like, Lamaisa, if you just have a situation practically, a person comes and asks a question, what's the halacha of truma in the fifth hour? Like, it's two against one. how do you get around that?
Right. Okay, so that's why Tosfos is a chiddush. If you don't want to say this chiddush, I'll give you two other possibilities, right? And both here and there, he has two different pshatim. I think there he's more at length describes the different thing as two pshatim. What are his two pshatim? So his first pshat, we can read what he says here, his first pshat is during Leo Kadim Tuva, Vein Risha Machria Ledivre Achron. Okay, here also Yaakov can ask the same question. He says the second one. If you only have Rabbeinu Chananel here, it wouldn't be clear what the flow was. You'd be very confused what he meant. You have to read Rabbeinu Chananel here to light Rabbeinu Chananel there. And then it's clear that he's saying two different shots. If you just read here, I'm not sure what the flow is.
No, but I'm saying you can say there's a certain hashivas to later in the day, post-game, quote-unquote, or the opposite. But, like, what?
I'm with you. Yeah, that's true. What does Rabbi Chananel say? He says there's a fundamental difference between the Lashon of Tam D'Nafshe and the Lashon of Ma'or Shlishis. But they're both the same as so, just in two different directions, right? That's the two little shows. Meaning, when is Alach D'Mir Achriya in the same door? But over here, Rabbi Gamliel was a long time before Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Since he was before Meir Rabbi Yehuda, he can't say knows Rabbi Yehuda is capitalizing them and is the final word on the matter. Alach D'Mir Achriya is also the final word on the matter. But Rabbi Gamliel's first. And then Rabbi Yehuda came, he was already mitzvah. He was first, he made his compromise first, and everyone said, we don't like compromising, it's got to be one way or the other. Then he was already mitzvah. And what does he say later on in Shlomo Rabbi Yosef, who was not before, based on the Shammai? He says, no, Shlishis means like door, Shlishis means a later door. Apparently he thinks maybe door Shemi could already be Shayef, Rav Chaver, etc. You know, like the next generation could already argue with you. But already two or more generations down, what rights of Yerushalayim Rabbi Yossi have to compromise with Yisrael Beis Shammai? He's nothing compared to Yisrael Beis Shammai. Therefore, he's not a compromiser. What they have in common is that it's the wrong generation. He just says, Tam D'Nafshe means he lived before the other two. And Hachra Shlishis means he lived after the other two, and Allah is only Kedivya HaMachriya if you're a barhachi, you're a colleague of them, if you're an equal to them, then you can be Machriya. If you're not an equal because you're a later generation, then you have no right to be Machriya, and if you're not an equal because you lived beforehand, then you're not Machriya, you're saying something which no one cared about after in the future.
Does let me think that the Sora, I guess the Shita Rashi, may have visions for the concept of being sorry if something.
That's interesting. How about modern day psak? We say, well, as much as we're in this sheet, as much as we're in that sheet, then maybe we could add this together and come up with the kula. So, but what about here? It's much according to Leal and much according to Rabbi Meir. So, why not add that to a kula? No, we don't add that to a kula because it's a tam d'nafshi achra shlishis. So would that be relevant to sort of more modern day psak issues? That is a fascinating question. I'm not sure because most of the issues that we have nowadays, usually when we're talking about Lahakel, it's not like this. Here we have one question. There's Shita A, Shita B, and Shita in the middle. Usually when we're talking about Lahakel, modern day psak, like we have one question, then we have a totally different question, a totally different question, a totally different question. And then it's more like Spake-Sveika than counting over Rove. Right? Usually when we start something to huckle, it's not like, oh, we have a Rove. It's like Spake-Sveika, maybe it's for one reason. If not, it's a totally different Sunya. If not, it's a totally different Sunya. So I think it's a little different.
I'm saying, but part of what Rashi's saying is that for Gamaliel, by being Machalik and the others by not Machalik, they Rashi think that
they're rejecting the Chiluk.
Yeah, meaning you look at it for different
Sunya. Right, whoever's not Machalik is rejecting the Chiluk. How did that happen? You know, would we take it into account nowadays? We say someone's using Machalik, say, well, everyone who was Machalik is rejecting him, so he's Batal and Batal. Not that he's a good compromise and we should follow him. You know what? You would think yes. It's funny, like, in modern day posting, you don't see them using in a harsh leash Makras or Tom Dinafshi Bahar, etc. I don't have to think about it more. Okay, let's leave that for you. You're saying that's an interesting question. Is it that he was just a different halachic stature, or is that he wasn't? wasn't handling with him. And if you're not handling with him, that's not called a machmira. Nafkamina is one if you use the same time in a different place. That is a fascinating question. I'm not sure. Says something about not handling with them. The Rechal doesn't necessarily tell us. And the answer maybe. Maybe we're going to be dumb shot. You're only machriya if you're with the other two people in discussion. If you're stam on your own, then that's not machriya. To be machriya, you have to be part of the discussion. Okay, that's good, Hara.
Then Rabbi Hanan's Pashas to me, he would say halachi divrei machriya.
He doesn't want to say Rashi Tosfos. He wants to say something else.
If there's no chilek that was brought up by the people, you can't just come in and bring a book that you have no idea exists.
That's what Tulsa says.
I know,
but why do you think Rabbi Hanan agrees with this until he says so? I don't know.
You thought it was kind of the same thing. Meaning we're being clown. Okay, it's not the door. We're in the conversation.
Okay.
You can't keep in conversation. You don't know the categories. What?
Right. F sure is closer than we think. I admit. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan's second shot, by the way, if you just read it here, it's not clear it's the second shot. It's just the flow is awkward. You're like, it's not reading well. If you read it in light of what he said in Daf Kaf Aleph, then it's clear. You go back here, maybe you have that above or a word here and there, you know, yours is not perfect. But there he says very, very clearly what's the lesson there? Virav Haizal HaYomer, etc. A different shot. He just says, we all misunderstood the Kal of Allah and Dibriya Machriya. There's just no Kal of Allah and Dibriya Machriya. What does Rabbi Yochanan say in the second shot? That the Kal of Halacha Kedivre HaMachriya is only when the Machriya agrees totally with one side. Meaning, a machriya is not someone who's combining and making a compromise in between, which is what everyone assumed until now. This is where it makes a rapaygo, right? Shame rapaygo. And I think when you go back to your gimel, the Rabbi Chanan is clear, he's trying to say that as well. He just, like, maybe he doesn't say minami or something. But he says first he's the wrong generation. Va'od. Okay, the va'od. What does he mean by the va'od, right? Va'od here doesn't mean va'od like this is continuing the same train of thought. Va'od, a totally different shot, is that Rabbi Gamliel is not agreeing with Rabbi Meir. Meaning, if we all were wrong with what Machriya was, what's Machriya? What does it mean to be Machriya scale? To tip it so one side wins and the other side loses, right? A Machriya just means, if you have two that are arguing, the third one says, I hold like one of them. Then halach divrei Machriya, two against one. Has nothing to do with making a compromise. So therefore, there was no question in the first place. Then the shock of Tari, of course, becomes a little funny, which is, what the Havim needed to call him a Machriya? So maybe the Havim needed that order to compromise is a Machriya, or the Havimina is to define a compromiser as someone who's really on one side and really on the other side. Kamashwan is that a compromiser is not a Machriya. Machriya is only someone who's wholeheartedly loyal to one side or the other. Okay. That's the fourth shatan. Okay, Tosus the Rasul Gamliel. So another technical question. I put some of the answers in brackets, but I don't want to spend time on it now. So let's go by during the Marty. Boys, Ema, Liam, when you get a chance. Rav, I'll get a time out. Or a second reason why Rav Hasley Rakuda is like the following Tana. The time Yarbasa Shkoli is Bashad is the barns are cold. We lift the Ashabs. What if, like this year, right? Very exciting. Should have gone out of order in the Gemara to do this before Pesach last night. So, everyone was hacking about this for weeks, right? From practically after Purim, everyone was only hacking about this price. Right, our boss says, Shkoli is for Shabbos, the barns go live by Shabbos. You burn everything before Shabbos because you're not going to destroy it on Shabbos. The Sorf and Trumas may have flew to Tahoros. You burn the Truma, whether it's Tamei, Tahor, or Safit. The Mishayim and the Tahoros, Mother's Day, Shukos. However, you're not supposed to burn Truma unnecessarily. So you leave 2 sudos worth of truma tahora to eat for your 2 Shabbos meals. They left a lot of dollar shells for the first 4 hours. Divrei Rav Elazar ben Yehuda Ishbar Tosa, Sha'amar Mishum Rav Yeshua. They said in Tarus lo yisar for Shem Yimtzah Mo'oflim. How can you burn the truma tahora? Maybe all of a sudden someone will show up and eat it. So how can you burn it for no reason? Amr Big Shabbat Matsu. What do you mean? They already looked. Obviously, we're talking about the guy already tried to find someone to eat it. He's not stupid. He looked all over for Kohanim to eat it, and he couldn't find anyone. Maybe someone showed up before Shabbos and is sleeping right outside the wall and will show up Shabbos and all of a sudden eat food and he'll be a Kohen. You're worried about weird scenarios, far out scenarios, that even Suffolk to the Torah, Suffolk maybe shouldn't burn. So maybe Eliyonah will show up and tell us that he saw it because he sees everything in the world and that it was really Tahar. They said, no, we're really choshish for far out scenarios. Just Eliyonah becoming is not even a far out scenario. It's an impossible scenario because we have a promise that Eliyahu will not show up on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif because of Tircha, because he'd distract you from preparing for Shabbos or Yontif. So therefore, Eliyahu Navi can't show up now because it's Erev Shabbos and can't show up on Shabbos because it's Erev Yontif. Therefore, he can't show up. Havtacha, I don't know. It would be hard to imagine Zalach Moshe Sinai because Eliyahu wasn't born yet, although I guess it could be that the herald of the Geula will not show up. I don't know. It's not tough. Yeah, that's just a little funny that Rashi says here that why won't he show up on Shabbos? Ah, because it's Erev Yontif. So there was a... So if you look here, it's a little funny. Rashi says, why won't he show up? Because it's Erev Yontif and you're busy preparing. Hold on a second. You're not allowed to prepare for Yontif on Shabbos. It's an Isser. It's an Isser. So why won't Eliyonavi show up? So I didn't find many people to ask this question, but now that you bring it up, the Tosfos Rosh asked this question.
You say it's also not the physical.
You won't eat everything. You'll leave stuff for Yontif. But that's actually the other way around. Yontif for Shabbos.
Erev Pesach, you're planning, you're reading the Haggadah. It's a spiritual preparation.
Okay, sure. The Tosfos Rosh, the only one I found against this question, says, Avagav, hire of Yontif Shabbos, like a Torah. There is no Tercha. Become Makom, low plug, meaning low plug. It's a low plug. It's a low plug. So that's a little bit of a weird answer, right? He says, we won't come even at Shabbos or Yontif because it's a low plug. But I noticed in the footnotes of my lack of the key, in the footnotes of Tosfos Rosh, they point out that there is a Tosfos in Erevin who discusses this. He says, allegedly it says here, it's a nice one. Tosfos in Erevin gives a better answer. It's not Rashi, and it's not the Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos in Erevin, Gimel Amud Beis, Softer Maskol Ha'itana, says, if he won't come on Shabbos and Yontif, an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, then Kol Shekein, he won't come Shabbos morning before lunch. Because Shabbos morning before lunch, you have to set up Shabbos lunch. He might come Shabbos afternoon, after Suda, but he won't come Shabbos morning before lunch. And here it would only help if he came before lunch, right? Because after lunch, it's already Usher. So therefore, what it means is he won't come Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, or Shabbos and Yontif before lunch. Because it's also Torah Shabbos and Yontif before lunch, right? If maybe you're a bad husband, / son, but you know, there's work to do Shabbos morning. You have to prepare the meal. You have to have time to eat the meal, benachas. So maybe that's pshat, that lav dafka Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. He also will come on Shabbos or Yontif.
That's kind of Rashi. Because of Shabbos itself. So he asked the question, when you can't come on...
Maybe Rashi was hinting at that. Although, it's a little tough, because first of all, before they said the Machar, Erev Yontif, the simple pshat is that they have Torah, is he won't come on Erev Shabbos because the Torah is through the Shabbos. And he won't come on Erev Yontif because the Torah is through the Yontif, and he just didn't have to waste so many words. Okay. You shall, okay. The Tosas Rush's answer, or you take Tosas Imanirov's answer.
Rebbe, the Lashon in Yerushalmi Zeliyo doesn't come on Shabbos or on Yom Tov.
Okay. Look at that. Okay. The Masoras HaShas says right there that you should look at the Tosas in Erevin. Good. Okay. So we'll go with the Tosas in Erevin. Mem Gimel Beis. Anyway, what does this have to do? What does any of this have to do with whether you're Pasalik or Meir Rebbe Yehuda? Amar Lo Zot Mishum Shukam Alach Mer Lo Zben Yehuda Ish Bar Tosa. We Pasalik Rebbe Yehuda Zben Yehuda Ish Bar Tosa Shabbos Shem Rebbe Yeshua. Now, what's the main point of this machlokis is, of course, whether you should burn all your truma before Shabbos or not. Milo Fil Lecho, but for Kovei Alacha, friend, isn't that everything he said? And Agav Orcha, one of the things he mentioned tangentially is to eat until in the first 4 hours. Meaning, you can only eat for 4 hours and you can't eat in the fifth hour, which is Rabbi Yehuda. So, isn't that a proof? That's the reason we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a pup who said, Rabbi, lo, the fire. No, that's not a good proof. We still pass like Rabbi Yehuda for the other reasons that we're about to see. But that's not a good proof because simple shot is that they possibly realize Rabbi Ishbar Tosu Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Shua in his main machlokas, which is whether or not you should burn the Truma before Shabbos or not. Not in the total side point tangent throwaway line of whether you eat for 4 hours or you eat for 5 hours. Okay, now, this Bryce, however, brings up quite a number of big sugyas. This Bryce brings up quite a number of big sugyas. One of them is the discussion of Tosos in Dibur Maso vis Sarfen. The Sarfen, Chumas Meos, Chumas Tluya, or Chumas Utluyas to Toros, Tosos asks the following question. It's Asur Daraisa to burn Truma. It's Asur Daraisa to burn Truma. How do we know it's Asur Daraisa to burn Truma? A filo nomer to Asur Lishov Toros, from the Sivis, Mishmeres Trumosai, Chazal Darshan, an Isur Daraisa called Mishmeres Trumosai, if Mishomer the Truma. You're not allowed to waste truma. Kamosha also the tamam. Of course, what is Tosas hinting at here? He's hinting at the sheet of rain of fried. That if you look explicitly in Shas, you do a Bar Ilan search in Shas for Mishmeres Trumosai, you will find that in Shas it says Mishmeres Trumosai means it's Usher to Betame Truma. That's the only thing for Shas. But Tos says, if you assume Mislara, just like Usher Betame Truma, why? Because then you can't eat it. So it's also a burn truma. Because then you can't eat it. So even if you say that, Achashari here, it's obviously much of the parts that you can. Why? Don't say because we don't say you have to burn it. Because it's not true. Avayal mida raisa mitol yal masagi vin sarfa sarfa mida araisa. You're allowed to bittel, right? We know. Dalam and base. Mida araisa. You don't have to burn your truma. You can just let it sit there. And what do you do? You revatel it, you let it sit there. Okay, and eventually, I guess it gets rotten or whatever happens to it. You know, but there's no chiyuv to destroy truma midoraisa, to destroy chametz midoraisa. Therefore, if there's an isur doraisa to destroy truma, and there's no chiyuv doraisa to destroy truma, how is it mutter? That's Tosa's question, basically. How is it mutter to burn the truma if there's an isur doraisa and there's no to burn, there's no chiyuv doraisa to burn? So you say, Chiv Drabonim to burn it, right? Because we don't rise to Bittel on the side, but Drabonim where it goes are not to rely on Bittel and to do Medika and Beer, right? Why? Okay, look in the beginning of the Sechus, first Rashi and Tosis. But how could the Drabonim, the way some of the other Rishonim asked, is if we assume any car, we have a lock your Torah, the Chacham can't tell you to actually violate the Raisa. You can't say, me Drabonim, you should burn Truma with Tosu Raisa. So how can the Drabonim tell you to burn Truma with Tosu Raisa? Tenech would be Asur Rabbanan, okay. Rabbanan told you to burn it. Asur Rabbanan, Vakri Rabbanan, Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru. But how could they tell you burn Truma if it's an Isur Daraisa? And there are two main, there are two answers here. What are the two answers? The two answers are, right? Eich, Sorfin. Truma, Mishum, Xera Drabana, right? It's Xera Drabana to burn your Truma. Because Mita Raisa Mithma Alasagi. M. Aser Min Hatora, Mister of Truma, Truma Tahora. Obviously, Mita Raisa can burn Truma today, but we're talking about Truma Tahora, right? If Serpent Truma, Shrewd Tmeya, we know you're allowed to burn. That's the kutz. Okay, so what are, first of all, what answer does Tosos already hint at that you could say, but Tosos is not counting on it? He's not rejecting, he's not counting on it. Who is that? Give me a name. Rabbi Ephraim. Tosos obviously hinting at Rabbi Ephraim, and not just hinting at there is a Rabbi Ephraim and a rule for it. Tosos hinting here that there is a Rabbi Ephraim. I'm not even telling you if he's right or wrong. I'm just saying, well, let's see what we can do without him. You know, Louis Yotzir, he's wrong, right? Tosos not 100% if he's right or wrong. But Tosos Shans here, and the Kutziran here, and lots of other people will overquote Rabbi Ephraim. The two main answers are, one, Rabbi Ephraim says Rabbi Ephraim. Obviously, we draw a button, and he admits you're not allowed to destroy Truma. But that's okay. If it's also Rabban, hang on, remember, they can tell you shut. Right? But what does he say? Mida Oraisa Aser Letame. That's before Shinshas. Aval Mutter Lisrof. Mida Oraisa Nishmer Shumos. I only need you can't be Metame Truma. But you can destroy Truma as long as you're not Metame. It only means Shmira Mituma. Okay, from the Pasuk itself, we don't get much of a clue. So the pasuk itself has no particular context. But I mean, aside from the shmirah shuma side, doesn't really say what the shmirah is. Like in Shuta Shomikra, I don't even know if Shuta Shomikra means shmirah or maybe means something else like shmirah. But that's Rabbi Ephraim. But what does Tosos here say? Tosos says maybe Rabbi Ephraim's right, maybe he's wrong. Well, Louis and Surah, he's wrong, and there's an Isidore Isaac shmirah shuma side. What's Tosos' answer? Exception, because came into solo lay usar leakli ibad shari the surfa kamo, then he brings a rail and tamosa the shari may so beerman list of tmeya im hatahora. This riot is itself very controversial. Just like I'll give you one example, the Rambam Paskins against very mayor about that. And that seems to be the Pshat Maskan of the Gemara. What does Tosis mean? Okay. We'll get to that. The truth is, I mean, hopefully we'll get to these sugyas before June 15th, and we'll be, I'm not going to be in the sugyas of Rav Chanina Sgana Kohanim totally right now, I'm just going to be mitzayin them, because hopefully we'll get to them before June 15th, at least to start them. But what does Tosu say? Tosu says that mutter kevan shesofo, or let's say whole life le'ibod, right? That's a nice phrase. Tosu says a whole life le'ibod, meaning it's aser to burn normal truma, but truma which is going to be destroyed. I mean, going to be destroyed. It doesn't mean it's physically going to be destroyed, but it's going to be lost and wasted anyway, right? Because what about what's going to be of this truma? Pesach's going to come. Whether you destroy it, whether you're mevatel it, whether you do nothing to it, either way, it's going to be lost to you, right? If you're mevatel, you're making an offer the alma, and then you're abandoning it and not eating it. If you burn it, you're not going to eat it. If you don't do anything, it becomes asur b'hanan, you're not going to eat it. So either way, it's going to be ibud, and it doesn't mean physical ibud, right? Because that's also a point. But it'll be on the side. It doesn't have to physically be destroyed, but it's going to practically be lost. It's going to be wasted. It might not be physically burnt, but it's going to be wasted. Therefore, there's no isur. The isur is only good truma, not bad truma. But it doesn't matter. Practically, Bibitali Amasagi, Lamaisa. Even if Tashbisu has nothing with Bibitali, even if Tashbisu has both things, doesn't. But bottom line, you don't have to burn it. Right? Tosa is a good kasha. Yes, but even if Ikar Mitzvah is B'Sreifa, it's not absolutely required. Even if it's preferable, it's not required. Because if it was required, then you wouldn't say Midrash Mitzvah Masai. I mean, it's not, you're not violating Din Torah if you use Midrash Masai. Even if it's not ideal, even if it's not the biggest kiyum, it's still possible. Or when the Isra has been chal, too late to do betel. Now everything's changed. Once the Isra is chal, too late to do betel, now you have no choice in the matter. Now all the rules change. But until then, the rules haven't changed.
It sounds like on one end, Tosos was saying that until it, just because we know it's going to be volatile, it's closed the unit, but it's still not part of the Easter of exchange to see is that contradiction in a sense. Bitol's enough to make it in the category of closed the unit, but we're saying it's not as bad as Street Fund in terms of being open, being Easter to rights of exchange to see.
That's interesting. I mean, why don't we say even being the Vatalit is also violating Mishmeres Truma Sai? No, okay, because the simple shot is that certain Tosfos Shetasa thinks Bittul is only Hefker. Hefker is not a violation of Mishmeres Truma Sai. I might depend on the circumstance. Let's say I'm Machgrid in a Torah place in front of Torah people. The Hefker itself is not a violation of Mishmeres Truma Sai. And therefore, Tosfos says the Sofa Li'ibud is not that someone can be Vatalit. I just added that in for illustration. Tosa said it's going to be Asaran up. That's the Sofa Ibud. But I mean, for Tosa's Bittles, Hefker, Hefker, not Ibud.
So what point are you allowed to actually destroy it? Meaning you have to wait until it's minus from Zahal and what you can do before that.
So what is Tosa's, what does Tosa obviously assume? Tosa says, once you know it's Holy Echle Ibud, you can destroy it whenever you want. Again, there's a machlokas here. The Chor and the machlokas is being Rabbana. Did they say maybe Kohanim are going to show up? Did they not? The Iker, or maybe they argue what's called Holech Le'ibud, what percentage chance you need. Once Holech Le'ibud, you can destroy whatever you want. How do you know when it's Holech Le'ibud? Maybe that's the Machlokas Tanai. You know, when you're 99% sure it's Holech Le'ibud, or when you're 99.9% sure it's Holech Le'ibud. Okay, now, this seems to bring up a fascinating Chakira, because what is the intuition of everyone but Rabino Ephraim? You know, after all, in the Gemara, it only says explicitly, Mishmeres Trumosai means not to be Matami Trumosai. So how do they know it also means it's Ishtar Raisa to destroy Truma? What's their logic? What do you mean by Kabbalah Chomer? If you can't be Matame yet, you certainly can't destroy it. What? Explain. If you can't be Matame yet, why is destroying it more than being Matame yet?
You can still burn it. You can still use it. If it's
okay. So you see how you're making an assumption, which you were not willing to admit. What you're saying is that, it's all about eating it. If you can't be metame truma, because then you won't be able to eat it, mishmer shumosai, you have to lishmar. What are you lishmar? You're lishmar for something, right? I'm shomer et zelit, right? You're shomer for something. If you can't be metame, because you're shomer in order to use to eat, you certainly can't destroy it, because then it's totally not usable for anything. I mean, after all, if you're retaliating, it's at least usable to, like, put in your oven and use as fuel to cook your food or something, you know, but if you destroy it, it's at the very least equal, if not more, right? But I think that already make an assumption. Is the Mishmeres Trumosai about Shmira for, or is it about Shmira from, right? What's the other way? What is Rabino Ephraim saying? He would say, clearly, if he thinks it's Shmira 4, why would he say it's Mutter Daraisa to destroy it? That's ridiculous. If it's destroyed, it's not for anything. He would say, it's not Shmira 4, it's Shmira from. Yeah, you're Shomer for the Yi'ud, for the purpose. You're Shomer it from defilement. Shmira means Shmira from defilement, not Shmira for something. It's nice also to eating Truma. Eating Truma is a very high spiritual halachic status. The Lord compares to Avoda, that's wonderful. But that's not a din d'oraisa. It's not a din d'oraisa. You have to make sure your trumas gets eaten. It's a din d'oraisa. You have to be shomered from defilement. And tuma is defilement. Tuma is, it defiles the truma. Tuma is an insult, as it were. It's not tuma defiles the truma. To make something kodesh is to defile it, is against everything we believe. To destroy something, you could have said destroying was also a big insult. After all, Sasa came out of location. The other said by clutching. He said by clutching, destroying is really bad. But you could have said destroying the Kodesh thing is also a chutzpah. But you could have said no. Being the Tame Kodesh thing is a chutzpah. Destroying the Kodesh thing is not such a chutzpah. Even if you look at some of the chumas of the Achronim, and they started with the printing presses, and they wanted to know the runs, the galleys, etc. What do they do with all the galleys, and what do they do with etc. that they was too big to put into the Seamus? They said, well, you can't leave them someplace where people step on them or put them and they garbage with all the rotten stuff and the bathroom stuff, etc. So burn them. Meaning, burning is less insulting than being mevaze something. Being the time is being mevaze. And basically what I'm claiming here is that that there's a fundamental hakira here about Shmiras Shumosai, which is has to do with everything about the Makor Sheet and all the studies of Rechanis got a coin from Daf Yud Dalid through Daf of Aleph, which obviously won't get all the way through Daf Yud of Aleph, but start. That's a fundamental hakira about Shmiras Shumosai. Okay, I was really supposed to have time to elaborate on this hakira, but already you see where I'm going, and here you see a beautiful pattern. I'm not saying you can't break this pattern, but I'll be pashtos if you have Mishmeres Trumosai. Give me 3 seconds, and then we'll have to elaborate this next time. Two ways of understanding. Shmira for the Achila, or Shmira from Hillel.
Okay.
Right? What are the two nafkaminas, perhaps? The two nafkaminas are nafkamina one, the shmir for achila, then clearly sreifa is aser min haTorah. But, because if you can't eat it, if it's shmir from chila, then maybe rak tuma asura, below sreifa. You could say it's bizarre to burn it, or you could say, no, it's not a bizoyin to burn it. It's a bizoyin to be a tami. That's the akalo kedusha. And what's a second nafkamina you could say? A second nafkamina you could say, rabosai is what if it's holy, it's so fully but anyway. So if you say shmir for achila, then you might say that mutter in sofo. If it's not going to be eaten anyway, then what's the point? There's no shmirah for if it's impossible. But if you say shmirah from, then you should say, no, eser mishmeres trumosai shayach afilu bitruma sesofa le'ibud. Even if it's sofa le'ibud, that doesn't mean you can disrespect it. That doesn't mean you can defile it. In which case, the two shitas of Rabbeinu Ephraim, and let's quote the Tosfos here, right, are the shitasa. It works out in a beautiful pattern. These both shitas are the Tosfos. I hope it's Shmira 4. So therefore, it's us to rise and burn also. But if it's Shmira 4, it's mutter if it's Sofa Le'ibud. And these two shitas are Rabbeinu Ephraim. He obviously holds as an Isser even if it's Sofa Le'ibud. That's why he brings a Raya from here. But the Isser is only Tuma. The Isser is not. The answer is not burning. Why? Because he holds a shmir from, not a shmir for. So you can tweak this. I admit you can make some in-betweens, etc. But I'll be pashtos. There's a double machlokas between where Ephraim and the other Bali Tosfos. And this double machlokas are both lishitase, whether it's shmir for or shmir from. And we'll just elaborate a little bit on this next time we're at Hashem. And hopefully we'll come back to it and get into the without getting too deep into the Yadal and Daf Yadal and So yes, and then we'll come back to Mr. Shem later. Okay, if anyone, everyone's Mr. Krar. If anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask, and we'll pick up with this Mr. Shem next time. All right. What? Correct, but I'm the diet that he holds the other one, because otherwise he would have known he doesn't have a good proof. Okay. Right, this is a deal.
Is the Rebbe Ephraim and Tosfos arguing first and foremost about what does the Shmiras Trumasi apply to, and then as a result say whether or not Holy Spirit would?
Yes, it's borrowed to me, and not that I can prove it. It's borrowed to me that they each came with a preconceived notion of what the Shmiras Trumasi is, got to the Sodya, and interpreted based on that preconceived notion. The most I'd be willing to be molded to you is that it could be that maybe they weren't ready to fully articulate their preconceived notion. It was just a latent notion until they got to the Sukkah. But I will not admit that they didn't come with a preconceived notion. And Lani's Daiti, I think this is such a posh question that it wasn't even latent. Like sometimes you'd say, when I'm claiming it's based on his conceptual idea, he might not have like fully worked out that conceptual idea until he had a kasha to answer, but it was just latent inside. In this case, this is such an obvious question That meaning, this is not like a fancy schmancy long, this question you need to be a brisker for. This is not like a very commonsensical question. Is Mishver Shemosai about doing something in the future or about protecting it in the present? So it seems to me that that it would even have been, you know, have been a concrete, you know, developed conceptual commitment in their heads. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Okay, have a good day, everybody. Thank you.
Can it become tummy twice, or is this a fact?